I listen. Do you? This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy, here in Campo, California, with Absolute Philosopher. I listen. Do you? We've had a lot of talk lately about hearing aids and about hearing appliances and things like that, and about speaking clearly and listening fully with our mind and our eyes and our ears, and hearing what people say. And it seems very interesting how I've now, for the past year perhaps, have had on my computer the word articulate. And I'm suggesting to myself that I articulate when I speak. Now, when I articulate when I speak, people can readily understand what I am saying. When I do not articulate when I speak, when I get talking so fast that I cannot sometimes even say what I'm saying, and you don't understand what I'm talking because I'm talking so fast, you don't understand it, and that's hard. That's not articulating very well. And how do we articulate? We articulate by speaking our words clearly and precisely. Now, a word was said a few minutes ago, and the word I heard was Christina, and the word was Priscilla. Now, that's two quite different words. Now, why would I hear Christina when the word Priscilla was said? Perhaps because I was expecting Christina when I heard Ina, Priscilla, not even Christina, Priscilla. It's totally different, totally different. So perhaps it's my listening, and perhaps it's the pronunciation or articulation. I'm not sure which. But in any event, we have to be so very careful that we enunciate and articulate in when we talk. Because if we don't, if those who have exquisite hearing do not understand what we're saying, then how about those who don't have exquisite hearing? Do they understand what we're saying? You see, this is something that goes on every moment of our life. Every moment of our life, we communicate with one another. We share our ideas, we share our thoughts, we share our dreams, we share all the things that mean something to us. And when we do that, then what happens? When we do that, we are good communicators. When we share our dreams and people can't figure out what we're trying to say with our dreams, what we're trying to tell them by what we want to experience, then they might as well have stayed in bed, you know. Hardly any reason to communicate if you're not communicating in an understandable way. To me, all of my life, speaking has been a very joyous experience. Writing has been a very joyous experience. Communicating in every possible way has been very joyous. Well, lately, I have not heard what people had to say too clearly sometimes, and so I would ask them to speak up. And they would look at me and say, "Ha-ha-ha!" And I said, I didn't say shout at me. I just said, speak up. I said, enunciate what you're talking about. Because when you enunciate, I hear you beautifully and wonderfully, whether you are shouting or not. And when you're shouting, then I'm irritated. But when you just speak up and enunciate clearly what's said, then it's beautiful to listen to you. Now, I can imagine what we do to others. I put in these hearing aids, and I hear you all very clearly and very beautifully. But I also hear myself very clearly and beautifully without my talking loud. And you're so used to having me enunciate and speak clearly and brilliantly that when I don't do that, then you feel that I'm asleep or I'm not interested or whatever. And perhaps that's the case too. But we have to sort of not compromise, but we have to sort of determine what's most important. Is it most important for you to hear what I say, or for me to hear what you say, or both? If it's important for you to hear what I say, then you want me to leave the old things out and speak just with my normal voice, so I speak so that I hear myself speaking precisely and clearly, not necessarily loudly. I don't think I'm talking loudly. Am I talking loudly? But I'm speaking precisely and clearly. Now, when you will speak precisely and clearly, I hear you perfectly. Now, I never have trouble hearing Ellen unless she's turning away and whispering to somebody. I very seldom have trouble listening to Sylvia, except when Sylvia wants to feel sorry for herself and she talks in a sort of voice, and it's difficult to hear, and I don't really care to hear it anyhow. And Ingeborg, when she wants to share something beautifully, she shares it very clearly and very wonderfully. When she feels sorry for herself, which is most of the time, she is speaking in such a low, indistinct voice that I cannot hear, and I'm just as happy that I don't, because I'm not interested in having someone who's feeling sorry for themselves, who's not doing the things that they know how to do. So, when Ingeborg speaks up to me and others, not necessarily loud, but affirmatively, and with good diction and good articulation, everyone hears what she has to say and says, "Wow, she's quite a brilliant woman. I hadn't really heard what she had to say, because she was always afraid to say it because she thought people didn't want her to talk." And everybody wants her to talk. Everybody wants everybody here to talk. It's just that I don't bother listening if you don't bother speaking to me under the conditions that I have to have you speak to me. Now, I was sitting next to Daniel in his office, and we were discussing our web programs, and he spoke very clearly. I could understand every word he said. Of course, I had my ear hearing aids in. He probably thought I was speaking very lowly, and perhaps without enthusiasm, and perhaps without conviction, you know. And so that may not have been beneficial. But he took the bit in the mouth and went after the subject himself, which was just fine. Now, you let me know what you think I should do, and I will do whatever you think I should do. I go tomorrow to see the hearing aid lady tomorrow at 3:30, and she said that when I had the hearing aids out and I was speaking to her or listening to her, I didn't hear her. And of course I didn't, because she speaks in a very low, gentle voice purposely. She wants to make sure that whoever is listening to her can hear her, and if they can't, then she sells them a hearing aid, which is true. And she's going to give me a special hearing test tomorrow, and she's going to check me on a little oscilloscope. She looked in my ears, and I hadn't expected to have my ears looked into, but they were perfectly clean, no wax like usual, you know. So there's not a problem there. And my eye doctor, I went to him, and he looked in the irises of my eyes, and both eyes, and he said, "My goodness, your capillaries in your eyes are powerful and good, and you know they're strong, they're wonderful capillaries, that you have very good, powerful eyes." I said, "Thank you very much." You know, but this is the thing we want to do. We want to all have powerful eyes, powerful ears, powerful everything, because that's what makes the world go round. And we can all do it if we cooperate. Now, when people tell secrets, they whisper, and then nobody hears them, theoretically. And when people tell lies, they shout them from the housetops, and nobody listens. So, if you got nobody listening to both the upper and the lower registry, why bother? So let's each one of us today listen and say beautiful things. Instead of saying Herb's hearing is not good, say Herb's hearing is exquisite. Instead of saying Herb's hearing could be a little better so he could understand Ingeborg when she is whispering, say Herb hears Ingeborg perfectly all the time. Herb hears Sylvia perfectly all the time. Herb hears Ellen all the time. Herb hears Rex perfectly all the time.
Oh, yeah.
What a stately guy there.
Good boy.
And this is true. So believe these things and say these things and know these things and watch them take place in your life, okay?
Okay.
I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.